Okay, Rabotai, we're going to work again on the Tosfos that we read yesterday very quickly. Very important yesodos that are going to be discussed in general terms about mitzvahs, and specifically about Karban Pesach and Aliyah L'Regel. This is a Tosfos that the Mishnah L'Melech literally says, I can't understand the Tosfos at all, completely. He throws his hands up. What's the focus of our Tosfos? Me'alya Mika Safulach. So the Dibur Maschil has to do with the question where Yehuda ben Beseira posed to that non-Jew when the non-Jew boasted about the fact that he was begetting Karban Pesach year after year and they were giving him the best part. Yehuda ben Beseira wanted to find a way to expose him. So he asked the person, did they give you from the Aliyah? You said you got from the best. The Aliyah, that's really the best. Did you get that? And of course, what happened was he demanded that. And since it was a Keves, and the Aliyah doesn't get eaten, it gets burnt. So they realized something is off, and when he told them Yehuda ben Beseira had suggested that he ask for the Aliyah, they realized there must have been a way of communicating to them that something is off here, and they checked things out, and they realized what's going on. They put him to death. So first point Tosfos makes, we just read the Tosfos again inside. Afagav digdi ena yosel kreva. So we know that a Karban Pesach can come either from a sheep, from a Keves, or from a goat. Now the halacha is, as Rashi already told us, that the Aliyah is burnt when the Karban Pesach is a keves. But on the other hand, in a case where it's a gedi, there the Aliyah is in fact eaten. It's not one of the emurim on the mizbeach. So how do you know what it was over here? I mean, how did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira know what the Karban Pesach was? For all he knew, it would be a gedi, and if it was a gedi, then they would give him the Aliyah. Maybe they would. I mean, the Aliyah is eaten. So Tosfos tells us, without really an explanation, he says in the first teretz, Ro pischem hayatuleh. So I saw it. It's interesting. Why is Tosfos assuming that, according to this first teretz? I found a Rashash later in Mesechta, Daf Samoch Tes Amid Beis. So the Mishnah there is talking about the Chagiga. The Chagiga was accompanying the Karban Pesach. You know that you had a Chagiga to eat before the Pesach, so the Pesach would be eaten al HaSova. The Mishnah says on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis that the Chagiga would be brought when the Erev Pesach was during the week and other things as well. Certain requirements were necessary in order to bring the Chagiga. And then the Mishnah says the Chagiga would come min hatzon, min habakar, min haksavim, min ha'izim. So it mentions different animals that you could bring for the Chagiga. It could be a bakar, it could be keves, it could be eis, and zachar, or nekevos, and be eaten for 2 days and a night. The Rashash wonders, what's the point of the Mishnah telling us that the Chagiga could be brought min ha'kvasim, min ha'izim? That detail is no different than Pesach. Pesach is also min ha'kvasim. Pesach is not min ha'bakar. But Pesach is kvasim or izim. So why mention here that the Chagiga as well? So he has a couple of suggestions why the Mishnah mentions it. What he says initially, he says, L'chore enza ribusa klal, sharigam Pesach ba mehem. V'nirali, da tosvus in dav gimel mebeis kasvu, d'ro pischeim hayatule. So Tosfos says that most Karban Pesachs were sheep. So therefore it says here, that Lamaisa Chagiga could be equal. It's not. There was no reason to have to prefer a keves over a gedi. But then he says, why is it that most of the time they brought a keves? V'ulai mitzvah min ha-mahadrin hu gabi pesach. V'pnei d'mazel mitzvahim haya. V'hayu obdimos. So the original, the origin of Karban Pesach was from Mitzrayim, and the Tuleh was the god that they worshipped. That was the first of the constellations of the month of Nisan. So they were taking, as we know, the god of the deity of the Egyptians. So therefore, kamashma de chagiga fil mitzvah min mahadrin leka. Here, there's no preference, and it goes on to say other suggestions. What are you going to say, Ezra?
The Rashash is using this post-post.
Yes.
To show.
I'm explaining. In other words, the Mishnah later mentions in the details of Karban Chagiga that it was brought from different types of animals, bakar, but also could be keves or it could be a gedi. So that particular aspect that the Mishnah mentions, that the Chagiga Kagam Kvasim or Izim, is not unique to Chagiga. Bakar is. Bakar, there's no option by Pesach be Bakar. But Chagiga could be Bakar, so that I understand. But then when you start delineating Kvasim or Izim, that's not something unique to Chagiga. So then he has another teretz. Maybe you would have thought Chagiga is Dafka Bakar and can't be anything but Bakar. So he tells you, no, it could be Bakar, it could be Kvasim Izim as well. That's another teretz, he says. But his first teretz, he says, it mentions Kvasim and Izim to tell you that they're equal. There is no preference given to one over the other, unlike Pesach, where even though the option is Kvasim or Izim, but you see in Atosis, the first teretz, Ro Pischeim Haya Kvasim. And why? Really? He throws in a reason. The reason is because the original Karban Pesach had to do with taking Elohim Shem Mitzrayim. Okay, that's just a little far of the Rashash. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, why do we think that Chagiga, in the first answer, why do we think Chagiga and Pesach are linked? Is Chagiga only brought during this one time of year, like with Pesach?
No. There's different type of Chagigas. There's Chagigas, we're talking about Chagigas Yudalid now. There's Chagiga that's brought on the regal itself. There's Chagigas Yudalid, which the Gemara learns out, that's brought, not always, but depending on the situations, when you needed to have an extra carbon to eat so that the Pesach would be eaten al hasova. So they brought as well, on the same Erev Pesach, they brought not just a carbon Pesach, they brought a Chagiga. So the Mishnah there is discussing some of the halachas of Chagiga, and it tells you the different ways, different animals that could be brought for Chagiga. So it says it could be brought in Habakar. That's obviously not true by Pesach. So the Tagamunga says, what Rashi brings up, Bakar is for Chagiga, and Tzon could be Pesach, or Tzon Bakar could be whatever. But now it says, it besides for Bakar, it could also be brought from either Kvasim or Izim. So the Rashi just wants to know, what is a highlight that by Chagiga, it's Kvasim or Izim? That's not specific to Chagiga, that's to a Pesach as well. Okay, so that's what he wanted to suggest, that there's no preference mina mufchar, mina mahadvin, to take Kvasim or Izim dafka by Pesach, because of a Tosus over here that says that Ro Pischeim Haya. Look, there could be other explanations for Tosus. Maybe it was cheaper, I don't know. I don't know the prices for Kvasim versus Izim. I'm only conjecturing. Rashash has this idea that maybe they wanted Kvasim because of the Kavana, Kineged Aleim Shel Mitzrayim. Say that, okay. I mean, you know, Stamakasha, you can ask. It was a big Mesiras Nefesh for Kai Yisrael Mitzrayim to take the God of the Egyptians. Yeah, but, and they had to be most Nefesh. The Egyptian could stone them, but they could have taken a Gedi, and then it wouldn't have been so dangerous. So why did they take a Keves? Maybe the same reason. They wanted to show Mesiras Nefesh, but they had another option. The Gedi was not a God. Only the Keves was a God, and the option was for them to take one or the other. So that could be either a Gedi or a Keves. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's the Rashash. Yeah, okay, good. That's the first answer. Tosus has another possibility that Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra simply told him, or was told, that it was a keves. So therefore, Shema higidlo. Okay, now the main thrust of our shir is the next part of the Tosus. And this is what the Mishnah Melech says. I don't understand, not the beginning, not the end, and nothing in between. Mishnah Melech mamish throws up his hands. Tosus raises the issue. What is the issue that can be raised? As we noted yesterday, there really are two issues, and Tosus sort of hedges a little bit in the Lashon. It's hard to know what was Tosus struggling with. The Ratzach is going to learn one way, and the Pashtus of Tosus maybe, and we'll see from our other sources, Tosus is Lav Dafka speaking only about that. Lamaisa, there are two issues to think about. Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra was not going to Yerushalayim himself. Had he been going himself, then he would have obviously been able to tell everybody about what was going on and this person, the imposter. So the question is, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra go to Yerushalayim? Now, what would he go for? So he could go for, first of all, Lila Regel, Mitzvah Lila Regel. So why wouldn't he be kind of that Mitzvah? And then there's a separate question, why didn't he go to be offering the Karban Pesach himself? He stayed over there in Etzivin. Why didn't he go to Eretz Yisrael? What question is Tosus asking? And therefore, what answer is Tosus supplying? And how does the answer answer the question? And if it's not both, then what about the other question? Right? That's really what we have to sort out. And then what exactly is the answer Tosus is giving? So Tosus' words are, Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra shelo olo l'regel, So the way Tosis initially presents the question is, why didn't he go up as the mitzvah of Eliyahu Regel would demand? He has to go up to Eretz Yisrael Tirushalayim. So Tosis says, Yeshu Omer, Shalhayu Lo Karka. That's a Gemara Daf Chesam Beis, that if you don't have karka, there's no mitzvah Eliyahu Regel. So he had no karka, he didn't know karka in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. That's a Ptur and Mar Chagiga. If he can't walk a certain distance, he can't be Mechoyev in the mitzvah of Lilarega. So there's a Ptur of Lilarega. The Tosis now adds, the Patami Pesach Kmo Meri'iya. So what do those words mean? So the way that the Mishnah Melech took those words, and we've seen inside Mishnah Melech in a second, Tosis was saying that the same way that there's a Ptur of Aliyah L'Regel for these two individuals, the one who has no karka, the one who has no ability to walk. So that Ptur of Aliyah L'Regel, now we can learn out, is also a Ptur of Karm Pesach. Therefore, we understand why he didn't do Aliyah L'Regel. We understand why he didn't do the mitzvah of Karm Pesach. But what is odd is, where do you see, we understand there's a Ptur of Aliyah L'Regel for someone who has no karka. That's the drasha later on, the Yachm Rishis Artzacha. And we have the tour of Shol Shugolim that we learn on Chagiga, if he can't walk, so then he's Patam Eliyahu Regel. I understand that's a specific tour for Eliyahu Regel. How do we know that we can extrapolate? We have other people who are Patam Eliyahu Regel who are not Patam from Pesach. The greatest example is Nashim, Yerach Koschurcha. So we don't, and yet women, it's Machokas Tanaim later, but we hold, and that's how one Tana holds, that women are Chayvin Karban Pesach. And yet the Patam Eliyahu Regel. So you see, you don't automatically equate what's Patam Eliyahu Regel to Karban Pesach.
Rebbe, when we say Chayv and Karban Pesach, does that mean they just have to eat it? Or bring it?
They have to eat it, but the Karban Pesach is everything. In other words, they're part of the Chabura, and they eat it.
Yeah, even if they can't make it to Yerushalayim?
It's Bala Achila, what?
Even if they can't make it to Yerushalayim, they can still be like part of the Chabura and...
No. To be Chayv means... The mitzvah has to, it's technically a separate mitzvah of shechita and achila. But someone who's not shayach to achila doesn't have the mitzvah of shechita. That's why zakein that can't eat a kezayis is parted from the mitzvah of Pesach. There's a link between the achila. The Mishnah says later on, ein ba el achila. So therefore, it's unlike a carbon that technically was credited to you because it was brought. By Karm Pesach, the mitzvah shechita of Pesach, akrabas of Pesach, is dependent on the ability to eat a kezayis.
Right,
but the chayiv means obviously because of the fact that there's going to be a potential for achila, correct?
Right. So meaning, if a woman can't come to Yerushalayim or doesn't go to Yerushalayim, she still fulfills the mitzvah of Korban Pesach just by eating.
No. It goes together. She has to be part of. No, the shechita is done on behalf of all the bnei achabura who are going to eat it.
Right.
So there's. It's not like every person shechs their own carbon. I mean, obviously, there's a chabura of halayim people, so whoever is, it's not every single person, that's the din of shlichus. The Gemara learns that in the Kedushin second parak. The shechtu also kokah adas yisrael ben arbaim, and not everybody's shechting. So obviously, there's someone shechting, but everybody who's shaykh in Tanakh chabura, the pesach that they're nimne on, is being shechted by whoever is shechting. So,
I'm not saying they would shecht. They would be there. They have to be in Yerushalayim, though.
That's a separate that we're going to get. That was a tzlach. There's a halacha of being in Yerushalayim b'shas shechitas haPesach. If someone is not there within the precincts of Yerushalayim, if they're b'derech rechoka, they're pater. So they have to be present b'shas shechita. That we're going to get into that with a tzlach in a minute. But again, but you don't have to do the ma'aser shechita. You have to be within the bounds of Yerushalayim, and then. But again, our problem is what does Tosis mean? When he seems to extend the Ptur Aliyahu Regel in those two examples that he gives, in Lokarka and in Yochalach Baraglav, to Pesach. Tosis continues, Inami Nitzivin Chutzlaritzi. Sounds like it's another tense, right? So we said number one, in Lokarka. Number two, he says, in Yochalach Baraglav. And then what he says is true for Aliyahu Regel is true for Pesach. Inami Nitzivin Chutzlaritzi. He proves that from the Sifrei. We mentioned yesterday the Sifrei that. They wanted to come learn by Yehuda ben Beseira. The two other Tanai was with the Shamu, I think, and the other one, and they turned back. But meanwhile, because they wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, so he was in the Tzivin, which was Chutz Laretz. But oh, the Tagim Yishalmi, it's Mashma that was in Chutz Laretz, the Eretz Shinar. So therefore, what? So what does Tosus mean? So Mestama, he means along the lines of what we just said. In other words, if you want to read Tosis the way we just read it, so in other words, Tosis means he's, and then he also addressed at the same time when he gave the answer, why is Patur from Pesach? So what Tosis would mean is, if we're reading so far, one way reading of Tosis is, so Memela, just as he was Patur from Ola Regel, because he was in Chutz Laretz, so now say the same Cheshbon, so just like he said a minute before, that what? That's one who's Patur from Ola Regel, the Patur from Pesach, Kimo Meri'iyah. So in other words, what you have in this Tosis would be three answers, three possible answers why he wasn't Ola Regel, and by extension, why he Patur from Pesach. Answer number one, he had no karka. Memela, there's no mitzvah Ola Regel for some without karka, and somehow we learn out Pesach from that. Number two is he couldn't walk the amount that he needs to walk to be Chayav Ola Regel. So therefore, he's Patur from that, and so too from Pesach. We learn out from Ola Regel to Pesach. And so number three, he was in Chutz Laretz. And just as he's Patur from Ola Regel from Chutz Laretz, he's Patur from Pesach. Here, there's another question. The one question is the same as everything before. How do you know that whoever's Patur from Ola Regel, for whatever reason, is also Patur from Pesach? So why would you assume just because he's Patur from Ola Regel because of Chutz Laretz, so that it also Patur from Pesach? Maybe it's only Patur from Ola Regel. Just like women, for example, are Patur from Ola Regel, but are Chayav in Pesach. But here, the question Moshe Melech asks is even stronger. I don't even understand why someone in Chutz Laretz is Patur from Ola Regel. Where does it say that? The other two examples are Gemaros. But where did Tosis get the idea that someone who's in Chutz Laretz is Patur from Ola Regel? So Bechal Tosis, he says, let me just, a second, Ezra. Imam leaves Tosis with an incredible tzarach in Mishnah L'melch, beginning of Chutz Karben Pesach. He says, there are many examples of people who are Patur from Ola Regel, from Re'iyah, quoted in the Ram Hilchos Chagiga. Says the Karben Mishnah L'melch, as a, he posits, nearer all those people to Chayavim, the Karben Pesach. Because these are miyutim, specific miyutim to Re'iyah. And we don't learn out Pesach from Re'iyah. And that's why the Rambam doesn't say any distinctions, you know, about those examples being Patur. Ach, Ra'isi, Latosvos, Psachim, Daf Gimel, Shekasvo, and he quotes our Tosvos, V'lo yadati ha, hecha remiza dahani ptiri mi Pesach. The Gemara only Patur is a zakein mi Pesach, not when he can't walk, when he can't eat a kezais. But not being able to walk is not a reason to Patur from Pesach. Does Tosus mean that the Gambi Yafina Pesach Miriyah? Lo Yitachin, the Hanashim Turos Miriyah, the Chayavim be Pesach. The Im Noma Dahani Dafka, because with Tosus Yafina Miriyah, so only these things, not everything. Why? Why should only be these things? So we have to see what to think about, what to answer for this. Then he goes to the end of the Tosis. But Od Ra'isi, the end of the Tosis, Inam in Itzivin Chutz Laretzi, V'lo Yadati Ma'holil, Hayoso Chutz Laretz. The Ilu Potom Pesach Rishon. So anyway, if he's Derech Rechoka, he's Pater. We'll get to the Tzlach in a second. Anyway, he's Pater, Derech Rechoka. If he's farther away than Tesav Avmil. And he means even Nafkamir from Pesach Sheni, because otherwise let him go to Pesach Sheni and tell them. L'o Yadati Hecha Isay. Even Re'iyah, where do you see part of Chutz Laretz? Sof davar, the Tosis mitchlasam that sofam. Okay, not mitchlasam manish, because he didn't talk about the question of the Gedi and the Keres, but basically from the point that he raises the question, tzrichim etzli Talmud, and that's the end. So of course, Mishnah Melech raises a question like this in Tosis. It's got to raise a lot of eyebrows. We've got to figure out Pesha and Tosis. I mean, anyway, we have to figure it out. But Mishnah Melech just brought it out to the fore. What's going on here? Okay, Ezra, yeah. Mitzvah Yeroa Kos Churcha. Re'iyah means Yeroa Kos Churcha. Yeah, right. Shalosh Pam Hashana Yeroa Kos Churcha. Correct. Yes, that's Re'iyah. Re'iyah is a mitzvah of Yeroa Regel. Correct. It's used in the Gemara all the time. Re'iyah. Mitzvah Re'iyah is that you have to, well, you're a Fanai Reikam, you have to come, you have to visit, you have to be there in Yerushalayim.
Rebbe,
might be onto something though. You'll see why. Yeah, yeah.
I was just wondering: is the Mishnah LeMelech asking on each of the rayas, like, or is he asking like you need like you have a general once you know, or is he just asking that like once you know, how do you know that Pesach in general is connected to Ali Regel, or is he asking on each of the rayas that there's only a Gemara that says it's by Ali Regel, not by Pesach.
That's basically, that's, you're saying the same thing. In other words, these miyutim are specific to Re'iya, and we have no reason to think that we should learn now Pesach from Re'iya. And after all, you see other halachas, you don't learn out Pesach from Re'iya.
I mean, right, but let's speak out. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just wondering if you prove one case that if he brings one proof that Re'iya and Olir Rego and Pesach are connected, would that be good for all the different Raya's?
I mean, what he does suggest is if Tosas thinks it's only these examples, he says, why only these examples? You're going to have to figure out why Tosas might hold. We're going to try to say something at some point, Mirz Hashem, but why Dafka, these things would Tosas feel are pturim that would go over to Karban Pesach as well? In other words, and Baharai, Nashim, for example, Nashim are chayiv in Karban Pesach according to many Tanaim. So, like, you see that being parted from Re'iya doesn't automatically carry over to Pesach. Okay, so there's other questions as well that are raised by the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe we'll get to it. He also has a lot to say about the Tzlach. I mean, just a little mush, I'll just throw out a question or two. Gerim did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, right? No, so wait a second. At the very end of Minchas Chinuch, he raises this point. So, Misha Engel Karka is pater from Re'iya, and Tosus is equating that to be pater from Pesach. Okay, but the Torah says explicitly, v'chiyagurit chager, he brings Karban Pesach. No, so like, I don't understand. So how could anyone say, how could Tosa say this particular point that Mish Engel Karka would now be putter from Pesach, just like Re'iya? You have a case of a ger, it's Engel Karka. And it's obviously Chayv in Pesach. So my is to make the question even more sharp. Right? That's a major question. That's a question. I mean, Al-Maisa, okay. The way that Mechas Chinuch raises it, maybe he bought. Maybe the case of Ger would be he bought karka. He doesn't have a chelak, an ancestral chelak, but he could have bought. But that gets into another question, because the rule is there's something called kinyan peiros. If you don't really own it in terms of an ancestral possession, so then halacha is by yovel goes back to the original owner. So memela, if you don't view kinyan peiros as kinyan haguf, then it doesn't count as anything. It's not going to be enough to be see yeshul karka. Just like we know gabi bikurim. Gabi bikurim, the halacha is you can't be maybe bikorei if you hold kinyan peiros lafki kinyan aguf dami. So then that becomes an issue at the end of the Minchas Chinuch. So then you have to say the case of a ger is going to be what? According to the mandama, that kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf, you're going to get into that machlokas. It's also very, very tenuous. You're very, very not solid ground here. Yes, Binyamin?
A ger is pater from Re'iya?
No. Re'iya is not the issue.
Let me say that not. Is
being Olarego. Ah, so you're saying even that. Yeah. But that already, okay. But doesn't say anywhere that he is. But if he has no karka, then Choresh asked that question over there as well. Okay, so I hear your question. It could be.
Ready?
Wait. I'm just thinking about Binyamin's point. So Gabi Ali Olarego, you're saying he should be putter based on Elo Karka. Okay, so maybe he is, but you can't help. You doesn't help for Pesach. Yeah, you know, it's inochinami. In other words, if you're pater from being ola regel, so you're pater ola regel, so be it. He has no karka. And if you don't count the kinyan peiros to be kinyan aguf, because it's going to be chose beyobel to the seller, so then inochinami. But how could Tosus therefore extrapolate to Pesach? The Torah Mefurish says geres chayiv. So what? The Torah only would say it for such a ger that has. And you're only going to go according to one mandamar. It's not simple. I mean, I guess you want to take it a step further. Kal Yisrael in the Midbar, they brought the first year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, they brought the Karban Pesach. Who had Karka in Eretz Yisrael then? It wasn't divided yet. There was no Gora yet. What about that? And you can ask that too. So I think we have to think if we can come back to this question. It's another question to hover over this whole Tosis. Who had a question over here? Go ahead. No, Chevra. Who are some of
them? Yeah. In terms of somebody who lives in Chutzar, so why don't we do the reasoning by Girim? If they live in Chutzar, that probably means they don't have a chilek, like they don't have any land in Eretz Yisrael. And it's not because they're too far. It's just they, you don't have to say they're too far. It's just they don't have a land in Eretz Yisrael, so they're putter.
Saying an interesting thing. Let me tell you, saying more than you realize. So there are some achronim want to say, the way I read the Tosfos, the end of the Tosfos, which sounds like a wild chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah didn't understand either, that Tosfos meant along the same lines as before. He was in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he's putter from Aliyah L'Regel. Then Meila, he's putter from Pesach. So it's another example of taking a tour of Aliyah L'Regel and extrapolating to Pesach. One of the questions was not just how do you extrapolate to Pesach, but how do you know he's putter from Aliyah L'Regel? Where do you see that from Chutz La'aretz you're putter from Aliyah L'Regel? What you're suggesting, and some Achronim say this, maybe Yaakov Emden and Atshuva, others, Tosus just wants to show you another way to know that he had no karka. Because he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he was a chutz lard, so mistama, he didn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not an independent teretz, in a chinami. The point is, if you have karka in Eretz Yisrael, you could be living in chutz lard. You have a mitzvah b'ol rego. Tosus never was machabish, this new halacha that everyone is assuming Tosus is telling us, you're putter from Aliyah L'Regel from chutz lard. The point is, you're putter because in lo karka. Tosus just wants to support the idea that Engel Karka, in this case, is in fact what it was, because he lived in Chutz La'aretz. Now, I don't, personally, it's hard for me to hear such a pshat. The Tosha says at the end, the ode, he means only to support what he said before, and also the Sefri we brought yesterday, the same of you that Ben Beseira lived in Eretz Yisrael, like the Tosha read it. So what do you assume he sold his real estate in Eretz Yisrael? What do you assume he sold the real estate in Eretz Yisrael when he went to Chutz La'aretz? Maybe he hoped to go back. I mean, he didn't go back, but like, you know, to own Eretz Yisrael, real estate is also good. So like, it's hard to know that to say in light of the other Sifrei, I find it difficult to learn such a pshat. So the pasuk pshat is Tosfos was saying that there is another point that he's putter from Ol HaRegel because he's Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos is machadish, something we have to know makor for. And then Tosfos again would want to extrapolate from that to Pesach. Leo, 1 second. Someone is asking here a question. Yes, go. Yeah, and you know, even the words inami sound like it's not connecting, right?
Why would you break, say another answer, and then go back?
I think the Russian Tosfos doesn't sound like he's just coming to come back on the point of Engel Karka. But what you're saying, Yaakov, you might say the Arachronim that go that way. Yes, Elior. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask in general, even if you live in Chutz La'aretz, wouldn't you still have Nachla in Eretz Yisrael? Because it's all based off of like Yerusha.
Way better. It's in the Midrash. Every Yid has Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, right?
Right.
Yeah, they asked that Kasha too. So, yeah, there's what to say. I mean, maybe remind me at the end of the year. Maybe we can talk about that point too. I think there's a simple answer to that. A simple answer to that, but we'll get there. Maybe remind me. Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure if we're going into this right now, and maybe we're going to go too far ahead. But is it possible that the reason why Re'ia, that answer about Re'ia and how and why it works the Potter cuts up also? I mean, is it possible because by Re'ia there's a carbon Re'ia, but there's also a carbon Olas Re'ia, I believe, right? So
yeah,
the Olas Re'ia is specifically linked to the fact of when you come. So perhaps just like Re'ia, right? Meaning carbon is because you came. So too, where it shows Neil Chadish, the carbon Pesach has to do specifically with Olas Re'ia.
Yeah, but again, what do you do with Nashim? The Kasha from Nashim. That's the big Kasha in the
Chadish.
Yeah, but like, why do you assume that it carries over? But Nashim, it doesn't carry over. Nashim can be chayv in Pesach. Just a little on the side, just on the point of Chutz La'aretz, I mean, there's a lot of raid here also to try to work out that Chutz La'aretz, there's a lot of makoros back and forth on this question. Aliyah L'Regel from Chutz La'aretz, just as a side point, that point, Aliyah L'Regel from Chutz La'aretz, yes or no? Is there a mitzvah or not? So there's Gemaras in the beginning of Gittin that talk about that if a person brings a get, those of you who are in Gittin, the Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to say in because it's easy to find Edom to Mekayim the get, so you don't have to have the Shliach say this declaration. Sounds like Chutz La'aretz, so then you don't have that point because you don't say Mibavel Eretz Yisrael Aliyah L'Regel. Sounds from that Gemara that there is an Aliyah L'Regel from Chutz La'aretz, from Babel. Yeah, so that's, but then the Eri's Mashmid that there is, but it's not as much, it's not as trafficy. So you have that Gemara. There are a lot of Gemaras that they like to bring Rayas, Lakan, Lakan. I just want to give you one Maramokam. I gave it to you on the sheet. because when I was learning this year Parshas Ve'eh with the Ramban, I just stumbled on this, and I found one of those farim I have at home from a machaber on the Ramban. He also was, I was machabing to his har as well, that this Lashon Ramban is l'chora raya that there is a mitzvah of Aliyah Regel v'chutz la'aretz. The Lashon Ramban is on the pasuk in Re'eh, Yud Beis Hey in Dvarim. To his presence you should seek out uvasa shama. The Lashon Ramban is l'shichno sidrishu shetelchu lo me'eretz marchakim v'tishalu ana derech beis Hashem. The Ramban is talking about the idea that you're seeking out, where do I go? How do I get to Yerushalayim? How do I get to the makam ashiyivchar Hashem? And you're going to ask and you make a buzz about it. But the Lashon of the Ramban, me'eretz marchakim, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, I believe, in Haftorah of Tisha B'Av, kol shavas basamim, me'eretz marchakim. The Ramban takes melitzas from psukim a lot. Why did he do it? Why did he add me'eretz marchakim? You're going from a distance away to seek out Hashem. So the answer is, the Ramban is meramis here, that the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel came even me'eretz marchakim. It's even from chutz la'aretz. That would be interesting, Mara Malkum, from the Ramban. Maybe that the Ramban holds that there is a mitzvah of Liregel Puchot Slarets. All right, this just, again, this is a question. But the Iker is, what is Pshat and Tosef? The first, sorting out what Tosef is saying. Tosef starts by asking the Kash of Liregel Regel. Then he gives the Teretz. The first two answers are, he didn't have karka or he couldn't walk. And then he says, the Potem Pesach Kmo Meri'iyah. And then he goes with Netzivin Chutz Laretz. What's going on here? So there's a Tzlach. The Tzlach, of course, is a Noda B'Yehuda. The Tzlach says, I read the Mishnah Lamelech, and I tell you what I think Pshat and Tosef is. It's very simple. But the Tzlach is going to run into his own issues based on what he says. Zok the Tzlach, you think you have this. I gave you the printout from the Bar Ilan. Yeah, the Tzlach says, Hine ein kavonas atosvos. Tosus never meant what the Mishnah Melech thought he meant, that Misha Engel Karka becomes a tour from Pesach. Upuk Chaze, take a look. Shetchilas Kushas HaTosus, the beginning of Tosus' words, Lo Haya Lahakshos, Lama Lo'ola Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beser Lashos HaPesach. Tosus didn't begin by saying, why didn't Ben Beser do Karban Pesach? Go up for Karban Pesach. Rather, Tosef's Russian was, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shilo Ola L'Regel. So why didn't Tosef ask him Pesach? And the answer to that is simple. That's a simple answer. Shezeh Eino Kusha. This is, again, was someone, one that Talmida mentioned before at this point. The Vada Hel B'Derech Rechoka. Derech Rechoka has a certain distance, let's say, Tesvav Mil from Yerushalayim. The tour of Derech Rechoka is if someone is not there at the time of Shechitas HaPesach in Yerushalayim, is beyond that different Shechitas, but Tesvav Mil, let's say. So then, obviously, he's going to be Pater. But here is the line that raises the Milchas Chinuch's eyebrows. V'lo matzinu sheyeh mechuyev lalos u'hiskarev kodem zman HaPesach. In other words, wait a second. Of course, he wasn't there because he was in Chutz La'aretz. But if he makes the trek, so then he'll be in the vicinity within Yerushalayim, not out of the Tesvav Mil. Says the Tzlach, yeah, but if right now you're outside that area, that proximity, you're not mechuyev to be miskarev, that's the Ptur, Derech Rechoka. U'biyud dalet shemagi azman, comes Erev Pesach, harehu Derech Rechoka. So you ask me, why didn't he go to be Karban Pesach? The answer to that is simple, because he has a Ptur, Derech Rechoka. Because he's not there, and he's not mechuyev to get there. So what was Tosef's kasha? It was only one question. The question was, Aliyah L'Regel. Abu Huksa Lehem, Lama L'Ol L'Regel. Shezem Mitzvah Kol Yisrael, Lalos, Ishmim Komo Yerushalayim, Agir Shem L'Regel. In other words, there is no chiyuv, if you're B'derech Rechoka, to be miskarev, to be within the vicinity of Yerushalayim for Karban Pesach. If you're in a vicinity, you're mechuyev to be in Karban Pesach. But if you're not there, b'shas yudalid, and you're not there before, you're not mechuyev to get there, to be there then. So there's never a kasha, why didn't you bring Karban Pesach? The kasha was only, b'yavachiv al yel regel. Ba'al zeh, tirtzu, shel ha'yelo karka. Now, the cave on Shalala, since he didn't go up, now how do you see going to be the words of Tosus? Different than before. The cave on Shalala, because he's not mechuyev to be Ola, memela patami pesach kamo meri'ya. Oh, so how did he read the Tosus? Different reading of the words. Tosus starts by asking Ali Regel, because that was the only question Tosus would have had. But now read the words of Tosus. So then he says, after he mentions the second point that he didn't have karka or he's a zaken in Yochah Raglav, the patami pesach kamo meri'ya, what did Tosus mean? That once he's not going for Ali Regel, memela, he's patami pesach because of derech chokhtah. That's what Tosus, he never asked from Pesach. But Memela, he says, look, if he had to go for Aliyah Regel, he'd be Mechuyev Pesach because he's there. He's not there, Chachoka. But since he's not going for Aliyah Regel, Memela, he's not going to be Mechuyev Pesach because they're Chachoka. So it's not pshat that we're taking the tour of Engel Karka and extending it to Pesach. No, nothing of that sort. Nor are we taking the tour of Engel Yochalach Miragav and extending it to Pesach. The tour of Pesach is clear. They're Chachoka. The patim pesach k'mo meriyah means that since you're not ole for a regel memele, you patim pesach because derech chokka. There are isim mishnah melech niskasev devitosus v'nius daiti nirek mashikasavti. Azay zal tzlach. Yeah, best. Okay, so now the emesis, it's a different reading of the words of Tosus. We'll see eventually the Rabbeinu Tosus Rashmi Sanz l'chora can't be read this way at all. Our Tosus mele. Maybe you could say the Patmas Mamaria means what he says, but it's not necessarily going to work for the other Rishonis and the Rishonim. But there's something else that the Tzlach has raised, which is a very, very interesting issue that the Milchas Chinuch runs with. And that is this line that the Tzlach used, that since he was B'derech Rechoka, so he's not Mechuyev Lalos L'Skarev Kodim Zman HaPesach. What are the implications of such a line? In other words, there's a tur koder chalka, meaning if on your dalei b'shas shchita you're not in that vicinity, that range, you're pata. But you are outside that range, but you are a few days away, travel time. If you pick yourself up and go, you get there and you'll be there. So that's not part of your halacha of Karban Pesach, to go leave where you are to be there. L'maisa, if you're not there, you're not there. But why wouldn't it be a question? How come you're not mekayim your mitzvah by going and being there? And the Tzlach takes for granted. He says you're not mechuyev l'skarev. So here the Minchas Chinuch is very troubled. So take a few lines in Minchas Chinuch. You have it, I think. He starts by saying how the various piturim from Ri'iyah that the Rambam mentions Hilchos Chagiga should in fact not apply to Karban Pesach, Ma'in Pesach U'Re'iyah, but then he has the Tosfos over here in Pesachim, and he brings the whole Tosfos, all the answers, the two answers, and then the other answer of Chutz La'aretz, Masma Midivreim, about five lines in, the Kohar Peturim Me'Re'iyah Peturim Me'Pesach, who knows what the next abbreviation is, you should know it, Va'ayin Mem Lamed, no, Va'ayin, no, Mishnah Lamelech, good. Perek Aleph Milskarim Pesach, Tamal Devreim, so on. The Gamma Sukkos and Tziva Chutzlarts, Goyadati Hecha Asya, fine. Mitchilasan, that's so fun, I don't understand. I can't listen. Okay, now comes the Tzlach. Everyone see where I am in the Mishnah Lamelech? You have your sheets, but Tzlach, Kasa, Bekavanasa, Dilo Hiksu, Elo Lamela Ola, Lerega, Abla Pesach, Lo Kasa Kral, Erech Rechoka, lo matzino, shiye mitzvah, la'alus l'skarev. Rakashat Tosus, amuchib la'alus b'regel, shayin, ayin sham. Now four lines from the bottom. Udvarav ein muvanim likha. Here comes the real problem that he has with the Tzlach. Devadai mitzvahs asei al kol Yisrael lasos ha-pesach kechol mitzvahs asei sheba'olam. Every Jew has an obligation, positive mitzvah, to do the Karban Pesach. The chiyuv of Karban Pesach as a mitzvah should demand that you have to go from the edge of the world. If you didn't do it, and you are derech rechoka, Yesh dinim shetzivsa Torah. So Derech Chuk is only the b'di'evet. That's if that's the Metzias, where you are, then you're part of Pesach Risho. Aval vaday mechuyev v'eskarev v'ukai mitzasei. Basically, he's saying, what are you talking about? Of course you are mechuyev. That's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is to be miscarried. If the maisa falls out that you're not, that's your p'tur. But your chiyuv requires you to go. He goes further. Udvarav, kol Yisrael, a few barons of Yisrael, if they're further than Tezabav Milmi, Yerushalayim, then what? The patah milech v'lasas Pesach. In Cain, the other side, kol Yisrael, p'tur milasas Pesach Rishon, u'pesach sheni way makrib, okay? I the chiyuv re'iyah, so they could come on Yantif, t'chum edrabanan. That's the basic thrust of the Mitchas Chinuch's problem with the Tzlach. He goes on and on with this. Basically, he says, clearly, the Mitzvah Saseh should require you to pick yourself up and to not be B'derech Rechok. No. The truth is, there's a muscle that he brings. I want to make the question sharper. We're coming soon to Sukkot, Rabosai, right? Dalet Minim. So I have an appointment tonight with a neighbor of mine who sells Dalet Minim to see what he has, a schora, good. I make sure it's just a special appointment so no one else is there. So you have to do it in the proper way, of course. What do you mean? When a person doesn't do his status to get dalet minim, comes Sukkot. They don't have dalet minim. They're pater, no? They don't have it. Okay, maybe they can borrow from someone. Let's say they're in total isolation, they're in bidud, okay? Could happen, right? I think it could happen, right? You're in bidud. So you can't go out of your house. No one's coming, no one's coming, no one's going in, out. But Maisa, you could have made a phone call or two and had a delivery to Dalet Minim, whatever it is, Somechan, whatever, whoever it is, to deliver it. You didn't. But Maisa comes Sukkot. So you chayev your pater right now. You're an onus. Your pater. You don't have it. But Maisa, were you mevatel the mitzvah? Chayra, you could have, the mitzvah is demanding that you do everything you need to do in order to have the dalet minim. That's part of the definition of the mitzvah say, not just to have the lulav and sukkis to shake the dalet minim. You have to go and periods to do what it takes. That's part of the mitzvah, Chayra. That's what he brings, I think, in Behemshach HaDvarim here, the Minchas Chinuch, I think brings that comparison. Am I right? Let's go down a little bit. No? That part, yeah, look further. Yeah, toward the end of the paragraph. Vaday mitzvah, about four lines before the end of the paragraph. Vaday mitzvah shiyavo v'lo yiyeh b'derech. Atu lula v'shofar. Yeah. Atu lula v'shofar. Ki lo yiyeh mechuyev liknos kodem achag. U'bechag eno benimsa. V'chi eno mevata b'zeh mitzvah saseh itma. In other words, l'maisa now you're pater. I mean, now you're an onus. But you could have done something to have it. So you say, no, you're an onus. No, your chiyuv was to have the dalet minim. If you were an onus in getting the dalet minim and then it didn't have it, okay, then you're talking onus. But if you could have made a phone call and you have the money in the bank and you could have paid for it, had it delivered, whatever it takes, you could have done the proper hachana hishtaglis to get your dalet minim and then you find yourself without dalet minim and now it's too late. What is that? That's not a bitul mitzvah. Says the mitzvah. So what's the pshat over here? You're not mechuyev to go to be within the precincts, and therefore that tosfos never asked in Karban Pesach. Abosai, who had a question here? Yes, Ezra, go.
Rabbi?
Second, someone's asking here a question. Speak up, yeah.
No,
something else. No, the Tzlach. The Tzlach is not saying it's because you're parted from Re'iyah. The Tzlach, Re'iyah, the Halach. No, so he read the Tosis, Me'ila, you're parted means like this. He read the Tosis differently. Tosis didn't mean just as the same cause for the Ptur Re'iyah is the cause for the Ptur Pesach. That's not what he means. He means, since you're not going to be in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, the Tezvav Mil, because you're parted from Re'iyah, Memeli, you're not going to find yourself in the precincts of Yerushalayim, Memeli, you're parted from Pesach, because of Derech Rechoka. No. That's the point. But he says, the Chiyuv Pesach is not for someone's Derech Rechoka. That's that, the Torah says derech chokah you putter from Pesach. Says the tzlach you're not mechuyev to put yourself in a position not to be b'derech chokah. So there is a clause called derech chokah. So derech chokah is memela the answer to why he didn't become Pesach because of derech chokah. That's the Milchus Chinuch's problem. You should have a chiyuv to go and make yourself not to be b'derech chokah. And if you don't do that, you're about to come Pesach. What is he saying? The whole mahalach of the tzlach is that because there's a tour derech rechokah, memela Tosus never had a problem with Pesach. So he only asked because of Aliyah Regel, and once he answers Aliyah Regel, he just adds here, and memela, since he's not going to be Aliyah Regel because he's parted from that, memela, you're not going to have the chiyuv Pesach because since you're not there, because you're not being Aliyah Regel, you're not in the vicinity, memela, you're parted from Pesach because of derech rechokah. So the kasha never started out to be a kasha from Pesach. The kasha was that what, let him be Aliyah Regel, okay, and if you're Aliyah Regel, obviously you're going to have to do Pesach as well. Tosus just answers, you're parted from being Aliyah Regel because he had no karka, because you couldn't walk. Memela, you're parted from Pesach because of the fact that you're not now in the vicinity. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch had to answer Kasha of Pesach. Mitzad Pesach, your halacha is, you mechuyev to the miskayev. The Tzlach just said, in the one line of the Tzlach was, Ein lo matzinu, she ye mechuyev lalos leskarev kodim zman Pesach. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, why not? Or to somebody who didn't get the Dalet Minim, they could have gotten it. And now they don't have it on Sukkis. They're not mevatel the mitzvah of Dalet Minim? So he says, of course they are. That's his assumption. And what does it Tzlach hold? This is a very interesting issue. Question over here, yes. Someone
has yeah. I think, sorry.
Okay, Yaakov, you got it, yeah.
Go ahead.
Whoever, I don't know who was first.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Okay. Go ahead, Victor, you go.
The moderator here, okay. Okay, let's go, Yaakov, I think you were first, and then I think they're afterwards, go, yeah. When I see hand, it's easier than I can.
In terms of just in defense of the Tzlach, I don't see why he wouldn't be agreeing with the Minchas Chinuch here. He's saying b'di'evid, yeah, b'di'evid, you're putter, and that's the reason why he didn't fulfill the Korban Pesach. Yeah, he would still in Achinam, he would agree that you'd be chived to put yourself in that position. He's talking about in after the fact when you're stuck. So that's the story.
Why didn't he? So then Tosin never answered the question from Pesach. Why didn't Reb Mesera find a way to go? Let's say the first term. Tosa Engel Karka. How did Engel Karka answer the Kasha Gavi Pesach? Engel Karka is only a Ptur. He's saying, according to Tzlach, in a Chinami, there's no extrapolation from the Ptur of Eliyahu Regel to Pesach. There's no halacha that someone who has no Karka is part of Pesach. It's not true. If somebody has no Karka in Eretz Yisrael, he's still Chayv in Pesach, correct?
Right.
And Pesach is not just about when you're there, you have to bring carbon Pesach. But if you're not there, but you could get there in time, you're mechuyev to get there in time. So even if it's not mechuyev to be Ola Regel, but you still should have a chiyev to go to Yerushalayim for carbon Pesach. So how does the Karka answer Pesach? That's the Milchus Chinuch.
He's saying that. I thought the Minchas Chinuch is saying how can you say derech chokah would potter you from Pesach because that should be a chiyuv for you not to be on derech chokah.
Right. So the point is that derech chokah is when lemaisa you are not there and you taka should have gone. So now the Torah says you've been Pesach shady. Granted. But the mitzvah asay of carbon Pesach says the Minchas Chinuch should have required you to put yourself not in the state of derech chokah. If you can get there not to be derech chokah, you should do that. So where did we lose that chiyuv for Yudah ben Beseira to go and be in Karban Pesach from where he was? Even if he has engel karka, he should go to Yerushalayim. So now he's not derech chokah, but if he goes now, he'll be there, and then he should do that. That's what the mitzvah should be, to go and find yourself in Yerushalayim and not to be derech chokah bizman hashchita.
Right.
No?
So what? Right, but I'm saying, why does it have to be against what the... Why does it have to...
Because the Tzlach said, again, I read you the one line that says it all in the Tzlach. She said in a question, V'adai derech rechokah upator. V'lo matzinu sheyeh mechuyev lalos leskarev kodim zman
ha-pesach. Okay.
That line, the Menachem Sinu says, I should do... That's simply not true. We do require. L'maisa, it's a very big inyan. And the basic approach, I think, has to be bepashtus. That this is more raid for the later part of Pesachim. But there's a siman dafka in Rav Moshe Weiss's Sefer Pesachim, which is very nice, a small siman, siman hey, mi shebederech v'choka im chayv v'skayv l'fnei ha-Pesach. Mamish this question. Basically, the point that he brings out, there's has various rise to it, a Rambam I'll mention a little bit. The Pshat Tzrach is as follows. Obviously, when you talk about a situation that you would call an anus, like a person is on sukkahs without dalad minim. So he's an anus, right? But the tour of anus is not going to apply if the person could have done something before Yantif to have what he needs on Yantif, and now Nebuchadnezzar Yantif, he doesn't have it. He can't say he's putter because of anus, and he's not mevatel the mitzvah. Because the fact that he didn't take the initiative to do what he could have done beforehand to have the chetzah shel mitzvah means that he's mevatel the mitzvah. B'shas, the day that the mitzvah is no egg, he doesn't have it. Yeah, but you have to plan ahead. And if you plan ahead, you'll have what you need, and then you'll have the mitzvah. So by not planning ahead, not doing what you could have done, you're not an honest, you're mevatel the mitzvah. If you were an honest beforehand, I understand. But if the honest is just b'shas maisa because you didn't do what you need to do, so that's called bitul mitzvah, no question about it. That's why by dalad minim, the example I gave you, there's no question someone like that would be obviously have been mevatel the dalad minim because he could have gotten it. But the difference is that derech rechoka is different. Derech rechoka in the Torah is not pshat, it's a tour of anus. It's a unique halacha that exists by Korban Pesach called derech rechoka. That's obviously what the Tzrach is thinking. It's not that memelia part. And memelia, from that perspective, you're pater, you're not mechuyiv to change that mitzvah. If you're there anyway, you're ola regel. You have to be ola regel. So now you're not going to be derech rechoka. So obviously you're going to be chayiv. But if you're going to be putter anyway from ola regel and you're not there, so there's no halacha that you have to become not be derech rechoka. It's a halacha you're putter from Pesach. He brings a lashon of Rambam. Rambam says, Perek Heichos Korban Pesach, by an ones, if you were an ones on the first, by Pesach Rishon, Behizid Besheni, you were an ones, you mamish were an ones, you were sick, whatever, and then the mazid, you didn't bring Pesach Sheni, you chayv karis. However, if you were bederech rechoka berishon, Behizid Besheni, Rambam holds, patim karis. What's the difference? Again, you are nenas, not to be able to become Pesach berishon, but then besheni, you had an opportunity to do it and you didn't, then it's a chiv karis. But if you are b'derech rechoka, berishon, and you were hizid b'sheni, then you're patami karis. You see that the geder of derech rechoka is not a tour just of ones. It's a tour in the etzem chiv, in the machayev. If a person was not b'chlal the chiv of Pesach rishon, then being mazed b'sheni would not put them in the chiv karis. They have to be shayach to the mitzvah. If you're mufka from the mitzvah, because of derech rechoka, memela the hizid b'sheni won't be machayev karis. So an anus is not the pshat, you're mufka from the mitzvah. The Torah, yeah, anus, achman patre, but you bechal the mitzvah. The nela, being amazed by Pesach Sheni, could be machay b'karis. Masha'ekin, if you're derech rechoka b'rishon, then he's a b'sheni, you're patam b'karis. That's one raya that Rosh Weiss brings from that Rambam, l'chayra, that you see that derech rechoka is not just a halach of anus. It's a new halach, you're mufka from Pesach. Then he goes on, interesting, a lot of interesting things in this piece. Yeah. A second. Derech rechoka is not up to onus. Lamaso. Obviously, a person is mechoyv to mishtadel, to do things, not to mimvato the mitzvah. But again, it's a different situation by derech rechoka. It's not up to onus. What was the Mechaschim had problems? Someone's outside Tesla of Nil. Okay, in a Hanami. So they're not. But most people live next to Yerushalayim. So it's not like most Kari Yisrael were Pater. Most of the Jews, he says, live Mestama within the Tesla of Nil. So it's not a problem. Therefore, yeah. Lamaisa, it's the whole issue. Let's take Pesach aside. Rabbo say, what do you think? The requirement of a person beforehand, is that miguf hamitzvah or is that stam an inyan? to, because we love mitzvahs, to prepare ourselves. Is it really called a bittul mitzvah? The mitzvah chinuch took it literally. If a person didn't get himself the dalad minim, and he could have, and now a sukkah is without the dalad minim, you're mevatel mitzvahs dalad minim. Rav Asher Weiss isn't so sure that that's the case. Could be you're doing something wrong, but not a bittul mitzvah. Maisa, you're an anus. The bittul mitzvah is bizmana mitzvah, you could do it and you don't do it. It could be that it's taka wrong, and you're lacking, what there's an onesh perhaps that's coming to a person for not doing the right thing. It's like the erase of Nelokecha, you should be anticipating. But it could be, we wouldn't call that a bittul. It's another Indian that has to be thought about, that he opens up that issue as well. I don't have time to go through all the Inyanim, but I just wanted to bring that up in terms of the Tzlach. I want to come back to the Tosus and suggest another Mahalach in Tosus, okay? And then maybe answer that Kasha from Dalet Amos. Maybe we'll go back and read the Tosus the first way, right? The Tosus says, when Tosus says, the Patim Pesach Kimo Meri'ia, Tosus did not mean that since you're part of from Pesach, so you're not going to be in the vicinity. Memela, since you're part of from Meri'ia, so you won't be in the vicinity. Memela, you're B'derech Rechokot. That's not what the words are saying. Tosus' words sound like, we're taking some patur that exists by Re'ia and we're extending it. That's what the words are saying. Moreover, what did the Tzlach assume? That Tosus never was bothered by Pesach. And here, I think, is the giveaway to how to understand what Tosus is saying in the Teretz. In Tosus Rash Mishans, when he asked the Kasha, listen to the Lashon of the Tosus Rash Mishans. Very interesting Lashon. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shalohoya Ola Leregel Lasos Pesach. Listen carefully. He doesn't say, why didn't the Ola Regel? He says, Shalohoya Ola Leregel Lasos Pesach. You hear what he's saying? The Kasha he phrases as, why didn't he be Ola Regel Lasos Pesach? Not the way that Tzlach went in Tosis, it was only Kasha Ola Regel. Yeshuoma Shalohoya Lakarka. He gives the same terrors as Tosus and the other two, it's in that follow. Leokarka, Hayachole, Zokain, Upatanami Mepesach, Kimosh, Ein Chayeb Laos, Mishum Re'iyah. Now, in the Rash Mishans, you can't read the words like the Tzlach read in Tosus. There's no question, it doesn't go. It doesn't go. So whatever Pshat the Tzlach says is not going to work over here. Because he said Mefurish, he was asking, why didn't he go up, Olorega Lasos Pesach? And when he gives the teretz, the examples, Kark and Wakarka, Patanami Mipesach, also Zazaki and Achola, therefore the Patanami Pesach, Kimoshe and Achayev Lalas Misham. So what's the Pesach? How can you extend the Ptur just because there's a Ptur by to Pesach? We don't find all the Pturim. Cheresh. Whatever, what? So that's also part of Pesach. There's a Ptur by Cheresh, by Yalil Regel. Doesn't go over. Nashim. Achai Pesach. So what's Pshat? Maybe we'll say Pshat like this. And I think it works with the Russian Tosus Shans, and it could be Pshat in our Tosus as well. There's a basic difference between, let's take Nashim. The Ptur Nashim from Re'iyah is a different type of a Ptur from Re'iyah than the Ptur of Engel Karka, or Eni Yochalach Baragav. I'll tell you why. The Ptur Nashim is a Pshat, there's a mitzvah Yirako Schorcha, Re'iyah Bazara, to be seen. That's a Ptur, the women are the part of the Chefs of the mitzvah. The Chefs of the mitzvah is the being near a Bazara, to be seen as a Yirako Schorcha. So the whole Chefsa, the whole definition of the mitzvah is not true by Nashim. Okay, that has nothing to do with Pesach. So Pesach the Chai. Other Pturim as well. You could tie in that those Pturim are specific Cheresh, Pater, to the Inyan of Yeroko Schurcha. That Chefs of the Mitzvah is specific to me. What makes Engel Karka or any Yochalach Ragov different? The Tosus is willing to expand that idea to Pesach as well. The answer is because Aliyah L'Regel is not just Pshat Yeroko Schurcha, that you're there. It's that you're mechuyev to go, to ascend, to take the trek, to go there. The nature of the Ptur of Engel Karka what is ba'aloscha, the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. Well, yachvod ishes artzacha, ba'aloscha le'ros. The pshat is that the tour is chal in that it's Torah saying you're putter from going to Yerushalayim to be seen in the Azar. The tour relates to the journey, not to the chefs of the mitzvah, but to the maisa that's involved in doing that chefs of the mitzvah. You follow me? The tour of Elo Karka, someone's Elo Karka is not mechuyev to go to Yerushalayim to be near a Bazar. That's Engel Karka, and so is the Ptur of Ein Yochel Achbarag of Kipshuto. Because if you can't walk that distance, the Ptur is Chal in the mitzvah mitzad that he's Pater from being Olaregel. Being Olaregel. The Ptur by Nashim is not Ptur in being Olaregel. It's a Ptur in the Chefs of the mitzvah of being near a Bazar. If that's the understanding, then Pshat and Tosis is as follows. Tosis understood that Ptur is not just from the mitzvah of Re'ias Bazara, you're Pater from being Ola Regel to be Bazara. It's a Ptur in all the Chiyuvei HaRegel, all the Nyanim that are associated with the Regel that are connected to Yubes HaMikdash B'Shasa Regel, and we'll throw in therefore Kavan Pesach, even though it's the day before, but the eating is at night, and it's a halacha to stay over. So that's also shayach to the regel of Pesach. The Korban Pesach of Yudalit is shayach to the regel of Pesach. So the tour that we learn out on of being Ola regel for the halacha of Yevarech Kol Schorcha, Tosis extends it to be Ola regel for anything that's bechlal the chiyuv regel, such as Korban Pesach. Lamaso, Salmei Simcha. There's halacha during regel, have Salmei Simcha. Where did Tosis answer for that? He only told you Karban Pesach, and he only told you Re'iyah. The answer is, it's not separate, it's the same point. All of that is because you're being Ola Regel for whatever Chiyuvim are connected to Beis HaMikdash. So whatever Ptur speaks to the issue of that you don't have to be Ola, take the trek up to go, so it's going to be true not just for Aliyah Regel as the mitzvah shows, it's going to also relate to Karban Pesach as well. If that's true, let's go to the third Teretz of Tosus, and we'll say the similar idea. What did Tosus say? That there's a Ptur because he was in Chutz Laretz. Okay. So Chutz Laretz, where Tosus knows it, not clear. Maybe it comes from the same Pasuk. Well, Yachamat Ishas Artzacha. Sounds like Artzacha means your land, meaning you have land in Eretz Yisrael. So what do we have? A Ptur, Tosus assumes there's a Ptur if you're in Chutz Laretz from being Olaregel. If you're part of being Ola Regel, Mimel, you're being Pater, you're part of Chutz Laretz to what? From the halacha being Ola for Karban Pesach. Now, if somebody finds himself in Eretz Yisrael, Bishas Yudalit Nisan, and you don't have Karka, are they chayiv to being Karban Pesach, according to what we're saying? Yes or no? They're in Eretz Yisrael already. They live there. But they don't own karka. They're renting. They don't own any karka. Are they chayiv of Karban Pesach? Absolutely. Tosis never was mechadesh. Engel karka is part of Karban Pesach. And so to Chutz Laretz. He lives in Chutz Laretz, but he's a tourist and he's visiting. The chayiv, of course, the chayiv in Pesach. Tosis meant, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, once we explain that he's parted from being Ola Regel for Chiyuv Yerach HaSchurcha, be it because in Lekarka, be it because he's a Chol Enyach HaLach Baraga, be it because of his Chutz Laretz, Memela, that tour that is Chal Memela on Pesach, he doesn't be Ola Regel, Ola to Yerushalayim for Karban Pesach. Just to address the question was asked before, so what about somebody? So we said, what about Gerim? So that answer is obvious. A Ger doesn't have karka. So the Minchas Chinuch wonders, how can Kinyan Peres lavki Kinyan Aguf? How can it be Ger Chayiv of Karban Pesach? What's the simple answer? He is Chayiv. The only two would be if he'd have to be Oleh, so that wouldn't apply. But if he's there, he's Chayiv. The Chayiv, it's never two would be in the Chayiv. It's a Chayiv would be Oleh regular to go. We asked about, what about out of Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim? Dalet Amos B'Eretz Yisrael, what about that? Right? Oh, what about Kal Yisrael in the Midbar? Also not a problem. Kaiso didn't have karka, but the answer is they lived right there. They were right there on the Mishkan. It's good. So there's no aliyah l'regel there. It's right there. What about the kasha of Dalet Amos Beretz Yisrael? So I tell you what I think, the simple answer to that. The tour of Engel Karka, okay, not Yuchoyiv Lalos, but what's the Geder Halacha? Well, Yachmod Ishas Artsacha. That's when you have a real fear because someone's going to steal what you have. When it's concrete, when it's tangible, Yachmod Ishas Artsacha. So then that's the halacha that it has to be shaykh to be yachmad ishas artzacha. So then it's a ptur. But here it's not even shaykh to that Indian. You can't say, I have karka. I should be, you have karka anyway. But that karka is not a karka that you're worried about somebody stealing from you. So the whole point of the drasha doesn't speak to the abstract dalet amis that's somewhere. It has to always speak to concrete ownership. So I don't think that can count for anything. It has to be real karka. Every Jew has karka in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but that's not going to work with this halacha. This halacha, if it's engel karka that you can normally have the fear that someone's going to take, right? You know, if you have karka that you're afraid someone's going to take, that's what you need for bichayv olorega. But to have some abstract karka that doesn't relate to this issue. Questions? So it comes out we have a new panim chadashos in Tosis. Tosis actually did mean to extend something from Riyah to Pesach, but it's limited in scope. It's limited to those halachas that are connected to the tour that has to do with being Ola to Yerushalayim for the Chovas HaRegel. That's what Tosfos included Pesach in that as well. Any questions?
Yes. Yeah, is this... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go. I think you had them before, yeah.
I was just wondering about the when you're saying these two, Rebbe's saying these two parts about Ola Regel and the thing about being seen, are those part of the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel, or is the thing about Aliyah, or is the first one a general thing in general to do any of the chiyuvs?
It's a little bit connected, I suppose, to the issue that we brought up with Itzlach. In other words, when we talk about getting a Dalet Minim for Sukkis, so how much is that considered definitionally as part of the mitzvah? That a person didn't do the ishtadlus to find the dalet minim, they're called being mivatel the mitzvah. But I would think this is better, because even if you say, like Rav Asher Weiss concludes, that maybe you're not mivatel the mitzvah, you're mivatel this inyan of chivav mitzvah. I think that aliyah regel, the actual halicha is also chelk of the mitzvah, I think. It's not, even if you learn that dalet minim, getting dalet minim is not called a chelk of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just requiring you to do what you do on Sukkot itself with the dalet minim. The other part is just like what the Torah expect you to do in preparation for the mitzvah. But that's not a bitul mitzvah if you don't do it. It's just that you mivatul something else that you didn't do what Torah wants you to do, and you could get punished for not doing that. But that's not called bitul mitzvah itself. But here it's different. Here, the Maisa of Aliyah L'Regel, I think, is mitzvah to the mitzvah of the Torah of Yerokos Churcha as well. There may be rias to this, but something to think about. Is it just about Hecha Timtza to be there, or is the actual journey itself somehow mitzvah to the actual mitzvah? So certainly if you understand that, so the Ptur can be chal in different aspects of the mitzvah. The Ptur giving Ptur can be chal in the aspect of the mitzvah that relates to the Yerokos Churcha part, with the being the visit itself. So if you don't have that, you don't have anything, because obviously that's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Or the Ptur can relate to the requirement to go from where you are to leave and to be there. The Maisa, just another thing to leave you with. This is what Rav Yaakov Emden talks about in the Tshuva. Like, to the extent that the Minchas Chinuch is correct and assumes that a person is mechuyev to go be miskarev, to be there, not like the Tzlach. Or if you talk about Lila Rego in general, let's just talk in general, Lila Rego. So, l'mashal, a person lives 3 months away, journey, from Eretz Yisrael. You know, between Sukkot and Pesach is 6 months, right? And a non-leap year. So what does that mean? A person is mechuyev, and you say from Chutzlar, wherever, you're mechuyev to go. That's just like the Ramban. So what does that mean? You're supposed to literally leave your house, then 3 months there, traveling, 3 months back, and then a day after you come home, you have to leave again to come back for the next chag. I mean, it's a little bit strange. You know, how far a distance would you say that, you know, you're required to go to be there within that time? The Yaakov Emden is a tshuva chelk aleph shaylas yavitz simin kuf chav zayin. Im b'nei Yisrael darei chutz laretz b'zman abayis chayavin la'alas laregel. And then im tim salom de patri miriya kati tibai imitri rami karben Pesach. He wants to use, he brings out Gemara, he brings a lot of the Makoros that we have. He also wants to say that maybe the cutoff is a month, like we'll see for other halachas. The person is within a month travel time of Yerushalayim and could get there on Yud Daled Nisan, leaving on Purim, then you're mechuyev to go, to be there. Not like the Tzlach, like the Minchas Chinuch in that regard. But if a person lives more than 30 days away journey, then he would agree to the Tzlach. They're not mechuyev with Karev, if it's going to mean coming more than, leaving more than 30 days. That's if you're more than 30 days journey, you could stay put and not have to come to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's an interesting shayla and a lot of types of things. How far is a mechuyev person supposed to go? To what extent the person's mitzdayer in terms of the hachanas for the mitzvah? How much of that is enough to say, like, you're not mechuyev to go the extra mile in order to become the mitzvah b'shaito? These are some of the inyanim that are raised by this tosis. Karabosai, so I'll try tomorrow, we'll try to finish as much as we could to the end of the sheet, and then maybe the last day we could do in Yonadiyoma, we'll see where we're holding, but try to work on the next couple of lines of Gemara. We'll see you in Tinek, Bezras Hashem, those of you there for the shir tomorrow.